The council on Thursday approved a set of amendments to their land management code, but not a change to the architectural design guidelines, which would have taken vinyl off the list of prohibited materials. The change recommended by Planning Commission would allow the planning staff to review vinyl on a case-by-case basis in areas where the material is already used. But City Council's motion, unanimously approved, directed Planning Director Tom Eddington to revise the language, and they said their direction is not to expand vinyl use on houses where it already exists. They said it could be used for repair, but not replacement. Resident Ruth Meinsma reviewed some of her research into the material. Mayor Jack Thomas said he's very uncomfortable with vinyl.
And it's one of those things that you talk about in the upcycle of things, the long-term ramifications of a choice like that. I mean, it's basically indestructible. I mean, there are jokes about vinylizing Westminster Abbey because it will last forever, okay? And so it lasts forever wherever it is. It outlives the life cycle of buildings. And so, you know, it has some serious long-term ramifications, and what Ruth had to say hit a chord with me, and I've felt that way a long time.
Eddington reviewed the discussion that occurred before Planning Commission.
We did some research, brought back a staff recommendation to not include vinyl, to leave it on the list of prohibited materials. That was based on primarily compatibility, based on its inability to weather terribly well in this climate. It breaks, it cracks, it's brittle, the high UV rays, things like that. And so our recommendation was against it. We came back for a final at a public hearing, and staff recommended against the use of vinyl. But Planning Commission, they felt that it was probably an appropriate material, at least at this point, and maybe we could do some more macro consideration of environmental concerns with regard to all of our materials.
Ruth Meinsma said in her online research she looked at the pros and cons, but she quoted arguments for the material that she said just didn't hold up.
Next, vinyl is one of the most energy-efficient materials to make. And it was just a statement. There was no backup. There's no how. And every time I found somewhere else, that's not true. So there's that statement there. There was no backup. There was no explanation. But on other sites, I found very contrary information. And then, the last one, there's no evidence that phthalates cause harm. This is one of the toxic components of vinyl. And there's no evidence. Actually, I think if this person said there's no proof, maybe that is, but there's tons of evidence about the terrible things about phthalates. Phthalates is the product that's put in the vinyl to make the plastic malleable.
On the other hand, Ben Martin said that he and his wife Melanie were the rabble-rousers who had argued to Planning Commission for vinyl as an affordable alternative for their home. He also noted where they live in Prospector, they are surrounded by vinyl houses. He said maybe vinyl isn't the best solution overall, but it's the best for them. He said it's $10,000 cheaper.
We're looking for something that one, is affordable, and two, is going to be a long-lasting, and to us, that's a big-time sustainable feature if we don't have to have someone come in and go throw it away. And it gives us an opportunity to increase the R value in our home, because basically what we have is falling off. You can't recycle that. They don't make it anymore. And it requires constant maintenance of caulking, painting.
He said he respects the green aspects of the debate.
I support that as well. If as soon as our wallets start to support that, then I guess we'll make choices based on that. If the bottom line was never an issue, then we probably would have somebody come paint a wood siding every year or stain it for us.
Council member Liza Simpson, who ultimately made the motion, said they should not encourage a material they know to be toxic.
I think that perpetuating a building material that we know to not be a good building material for, A, for this climate, and B, for the environment, makes no sense to me. I don't understand why we're opening the door to more options for you to say no. So I'd love to hear from everybody else, but I normally am not in a position of wanting to overturn what the Planning Commission wants to do. But since, if I understand correctly, they didn't get all of this data, then, I'm just not in support of that amendment.
Pardon City Council Member Liza Simpson. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.